evening. Okay, so we're probably going to hear a lot of stuff tonight about goals for next year. So I'm just going to try to emphasize on one this evening. It has to do with our personal relationship with each other and kind of also how we're spending our life for eternity. So I have a little story here. Abe lingered at the dinner table for a few minutes. Then he reached for his hat and said, "I really must be going." His wife did not protest. She knew that the community had a woodcutting bee for the school, which a woodcutting bee is like a day everybody in the church gets together and cuts wood, probably to make the school. and that it was time for Abe to go. A few minutes later, after Abe had his tools loaded on his buggy, he ran to the house, opened the door, and called, "I'm going now. Bye." She returned his smile and said, "Bye." And as Abe turned to leave, he said, "Take care." There was nothing unusual about the parting. Abe almost always did that. Came to the house, yet to say goodbye just as he left. He was thoughtful and considerate and treated her kindly. What was unusual was that this time it was his last farewell. That evening they carried his lifeless body home to his widow and two children. Abe had gone to the land where there would be no more partings, no more goodbyes or farewells. But in the days that followed, how often his widow thought back to his pleasant smile and his final words spoken, especially for her, "Take care." How thankful she was for the strength and courage she could gather from his last admonition, for her to take care. How differently she would have felt had he left in anger or with sharp, blaming words. The parting was hard, but at least she had pleasant memories. What if her sorrow had been compounded by remorse and guilt? We never know when we say goodbye, whether it will indeed be our last farewell. The story of Abe's sudden departure from his wife and children serves as a reminder of that. How important it is for all of us to live in such a way that if we are taken away, the life we have lived will continue to speak to those behind. And not only continue to speak, but to say the things we would like to have said to them. It is a sobering thought that each day what we say to our families, our neighbors, and our loved ones, those very words, those very deeds that we may give but little thought to at the time may be, unknown to us, our final farewell. We all know this. This is very, very often reiterated, but it's something I think we need reminded of, because so often we just go through life, we may drop a careless word here or there. Maybe we just don't take time to encourage and be a blessing to each other. And we never know. We take for granted that we're going to come home, that we're going to have more time to spend with, whether it be some church brother or sister, or our parents, or brothers and sisters in the family, wife, husband. We take a lot of this stuff too much for granted. This evening I would like to ask each of you a question. What if this was the last evening you had to live on this earth? As Daddy was talking about the other Sunday, yesterday, about that man that had cancer and was only given a short time to live. And then he went to Mexico and had it cured. And his perspective of life totally changed, as it should and would. And he just kept saying, "Life is so good." Well, most of the time, we get so caught up in the things in our life that either are stressful, maybe things that we don't look at as so good, and we focus on those.
Yeah.
And we have so many things to be grateful for. There aren't any deaths in this church body this last year. I mean, obviously, there is a number of things you can focus on that could discourage you, but that doesn't do you any good. And it's easier said than done, but it's something we've got to take to heart, and we've got to try to. And also, what if you knew the sermon you're hearing this next Sunday would be the very last sermon before you faced Almighty God. Would you let your mind wander? Would you sit there and daydream about what you did that last week or what you're going to do this afternoon? Or would you be soaking it in? What if the next time somebody comes up and says something to you that they don't like to see in your life, some concern? What if you knew the Lord was coming back and you had, say, a year to prepare for that? You'd be begging people to scrutinize your life, to nitpick. You would want to fix everything on this side of eternity that you could. What if this next week was the last chance you had to prove to God that He was the most important thing in your life? How would that affect your Bible reading?
Yeah.
Your prayer? How would it affect your relationship with your parents? Or your brothers and sisters? Or your pastor? Each day we live, we are telling God what's most important to us. And we have no way to guarantee when, how long our life will last. And yet so many times we live it like we have a long time to be here. How would your relationship with your wife or your husband be? Would that have to change if you knew you only had a week left with them? Or could you maintain what you're doing? Think about it. If you had only a short period of time to live, what would be the most important thing in your life, or things? Better be pleasing the Lord and everything, obviously, because that's because of eternity. But also helping prepare those that are behind. If the Lord came back, that'd be one thing. But if you knew you had cancer or something, something that should be very high on your priority list is, what kind of example am I being? Mm-hmm. How can I help the next generation succeed? And how can I help prepare those that are coming behind? Obviously, it's not easy to do what... a lot of times it's not easy to do what's right, although it's very... We have it so good compared to most Christians. But it's not always something I look forward to get up here and share something. But I was thinking about it. When this got impressed on my heart, I was like, you know what? What if I knew this was the last chance I had to speak to somebody in this room before they faced eternity?
Right.
Shame on me for not wanting to. It's like, that was my opportunity. So I just want to emphasize, would your life be different? Why would it be different? Do you not believe in how frail life is? Are you not already living like you could die tomorrow? Do you not believe that God is a rewarder of them to do good and a punisher of them to do evil? Have you not stopped and thought about eternity? We were talking about that a little bit last time in Bible time. Last night in Bible time. I didn't want to go into it too much because I knew I was wanting to make that point today. But eternity. And it was said, you can't really wrap the human mind around it. You can't really fathom it. But I think it does us good to sit down and try to imagine eternity. It puts everything into perspective. This life is so frail. It's but a vapor. And yet we live for so many things that we know are so fickle. Whether it be trying to make money, obviously you've got to make a living, but too many times things like that seem like they become too important.
Right.
If you let things like that stretch you out and cause you to snap or be impatient with those around you that you should be investing in their eternity, if you allow little things to get in the wrong place, it will affect your relationship. Right. And it will eventually, in the long run, affect your eternity and maybe those you love. When the Lord speaks to us through His Word, as I mentioned earlier, if you knew this was the last sermon you were going to hear, whether it's in your personal Bible time or at church, how do you respond? I was going to go through the parable of the sower. We've heard that so many times. But how often do we actually eat it? How often do we see the seed? We hear the message coming over the pulpit. We maybe even start feeling our toes getting stepped on. And all of a sudden, we space out and start thinking about something else. And that's the devil coming. That's it falling by the wayside. The devil snatching up that seed.
Right.
And it doesn't ever take root. Or maybe we sit there and we listen to it. And after church, all of a sudden we go get with our friends and go laugh it all off and try to think of something different. And it doesn't ever change our life. It's the same thing. But then there's also those that go through the motions. They even are sincere for a period of time. They spring up. They try. They show fruits. And then the devil knows what to waylay them with.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in this life that you don't foresee coming. And all of a sudden, the one thing that you say, if that happens, I don't know what I'll do. That most likely is going to happen.
Right.
You're going to come to the end of yourself. And you've got to... God's going to do it that way so that you can prove to Him what is most important in your life. We can't set up blocks like that. That's one of those things I told my wife. Said, if you judge yourselves, you'll not be judged. There's one of the, if you aren't thankful for what you have, the Lord has ways of making you very thankful. And if you don't live life with an attitude of gratitude and try to be someone that's exemplifying the Holy Spirit in your life, there's ways the Lord's going to have an example out of you one way or another. I was reading through the Psalms, and it was a kind of a challenge to me. I want us all to strive this next year to respond this way when we hear something that pokes or pricks our heart. It says, Psalms 27:7-8. It says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face." He can say that in many different ways. He can say that by addressing a specific issue in our life. He can say that it can come over the pulpit in many, many different ways. But the ultimate thing is, seek ye my face. Or are you seeking my face? This is the way to go. Are you going to walk in that way? Seek ye my face. This is my heart said unto thee. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. May that be our response.
Amen.
As we go through this next year. As we live our life and our relationships, how we respond to each other, maybe purpose to do it in a way that if that's the last chance we have, we wouldn't look back on eternity and go, oh, I wish I had done something different there. That's what I had.
Thank you. When thou saidest unto me, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. I hope that's your testimony this evening.